You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
So we're going to get back to the Engadget article published yesterday. Hey, Alexa, how can we escape surveillance capitalism? Which I chuckled at in horror, the headline, you know, because of the irony. And, you know, again, you just, there are so many things that come to mind, you know. The True Stream Media video, I always forget the name of it. The time when a single computer ran an entire country. Ah, yes, back in the day. A. Stafford Beer, 1971, you know, Allende's Chile. And then suddenly there was a coup. And there are things happening now. You know, it's the casual reference to what's happening in the color revolution in Venezuela, for example. It's just astonishing, and the things that happen here. And so, you know, you think back to the Senate hearings in the 1970s concerning CIA's MK Ultra program or collection of programs, because it was many, many programs. You know, and again, you know, I'm reminded of Aaron and Melissa Dyke's recent documentary, The Minds of Men. For those who haven't seen it, you know, again, I think the two most salient takeaways that I would offer from The Minds of Men are, one, that it's what, 3 hours, 4 hours, 200 and it's almost 4 hours long. I think it's 3.5 hours long, something like that. And it's, even at that runtime, it's you know, a snowflake on the tip of the iceberg of the subject matter. And so the big takeaway is that it's the technology, silly. You know, all of the technology from that era, which basically was swept under the rug, all of the things that we've known for so many years. You know, we talked about some of those last month on the 20th with Dave Stetzer from Stetzer Electric. Some of the ill effects that, you know, he said we learned about that in the Air Force, electrical engineering back in the 70s, these harmful effects. And of course, that calls to mind for me MK Delta. And you think about the CIA experimenting with frequencies back in the 50s and 60s. How can we mess with people's minds? How can we turn a mattress coil spring into an antenna to mess with people's mind? The MK Delta programs, you know, the CIA is experimenting with electromagnetic subliminal programming, long-range targeting, VHF, UHF, ELF modulation, 60 hertz modulation, programming behavior and attitudes in the general population, fatigue, mood swings, behavior dysfunction, social criminality, the deep sleep program. all of those things that just were lost to history. Darren and Melissa Dyke seem to be saying, or at least, you know, one of the big takeaways for me is that it's the technology, silly. This drug stuff became a modified limited hangout. Oh man, look at that. That's so crazy. You know, I'm glad that those kinds of things don't happen anymore, though. A companion or a parallel talking point along that, I saw the Fox News story earlier today. FBI probing Antifa plot to buy guns from Mexican cartel, stage an armed rebellion at the border. So that's basically COINTELPRO meets Gladio meets gunwalking, which is sort of redundant, but you know, these are the kinds of things that we see. You know, you see the UNC Charlotte nonsense happening on the last day of school. I don't know, nothing was happening, and you know, kids, a bunch of kids sitting around on the last day of class, and then suddenly gunshots started ringing out. You mean no one noticed that someone had an automatic weapon or semi-automatic? You know, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. This needs to stop. FBI probing Antifa plot to buy guns from Mexican cartel, stage an armed rebellion at the border. Yeah, it's called COINTELPRO meets Gladio meets gunwalking. How come we haven't heard anything about the gunwalking and grenade walking scandal that is a counterpart to Gladio? How do you think Gladio strategy of tension events occur? They occur because of the caches that are stored in Gladio fashion, the leave-behinds. Remember, we got to have these caches of weapons after World War II in case, you know, the ostensible rise of communism. Anyway, so that's a... it's a companion discussion. Everything is, something weird is going on with technology. Stuff is freezing and glitching. I have a machine that was glitching this morning and now it's frozen again after I restarted it in the first hour, so go figure. Anyway, back to the Engadget story. We'll talk about this for a minute and then open up the phone lines. I'll talk about this. And then we can open up discussion on this. So the Engadget story yesterday, hey Alexa, how can we escape surveillance capitalism? This is not what we signed up for, but at least it was on sale. I mean, seriously, Violet Blue's article is cheeky, if nothing else, you know. But actually, this is what we signed up for, if we really understand, you know, full disclosure. Sean Parker tells us, actually, Chamath Palihapitiya tells us, actually, this is what we signed up for. And then, of course, you know, we could go a step further and we could play that short little, do you have a Facebook? That video, all of those connections, you know, DARPA, DOD, NQTEL, of course, Gilman Louie, and all of the deep, deep, establishment ties. You know, you fast forward to Regina Dugan saying was that last year's fake conference, I want to say, or was that 2 years ago already? I think it was last year, wasn't it? We're going to read your mind. You can type with your mind, but you know, we'll only publish the thoughts that you want us to publish. We promise. And we won't share the rest of them with, you know, folks gulping that information in the surveillance capitalist model. So from the article in Engadget, where do you go when you want to escape surveillance? When you want to stop feeling like you might be listened to by microphones or watched through surveillance cameras or tracked by invisible tech gremlins burrowed within devices? And, you know, by the way, there is also... obviously, you know, there are the echoes of history like Orwell's 1984. Surveillance everywhere. Continuing, certainly nowhere in public. Perhaps it's your car. No. Maybe it's your home. No. Or even your bedroom. For some readers, that perimeter of personal freedom likely shrunk in February when news broke that Google forgot, quote unquote, to tell consumers its Nest Secure came with a built-in microphone. And again, this is the same forgetting that the Mozilla team reminds us is just the same old repeated failure. Seriously? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Wow. And now this is frozen. Is that? It's frozen too. Apparently. Back now, right on. That was interesting, wasn't it? It seems to be one of those days. Mayday. Spartacus, the ghost of Spartacus, something like that. Anyway, so back to the Engadget article. So where do you go? Google forgot to tell consumers its Nest Secure came with a built-in microphone. And like I said, that should remind folks of the Mozilla team talking about how Chrome... The story that I mentioned recently was the ZDNet article, former Mozilla exec. Google has sabotaged Firefox for years. And, you know, this is the company, of course, that has to remind itself, or used to anyway, doesn't anymore, remind itself not to do evil. Don't be evil. How ironic. And so the ZDNet story, remember Oops After Oops, Jonathan Nightingale, former general manager and vice president of Firefox Group at Mozilla, described these issues as oopses. When I started at Mozilla in 2007, there was no Google Chrome. And most folks we spoke to inside Google were Firefox fans, Nightingale recollected in a Twitter thread on a few Saturdays ago now. He said when Chrome launched, things got complicated, but not in a way you might expect. They had a competing product now, but they didn't cut ties, break our search deal or anything like that. In fact, the story we kept hearing was, we're on the same side, we want the same things, because that's what you do. You know, when you're the mob, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. But, you know, they kept seeing these issues. Google Ads started appearing next to Firefox search terms. Gmail and Google Docs started to experience selective performance issues and bugs on Firefox. Demo sites would falsely block Firefox as incompatible. You remember those days? And so that's the backdrop of, you know, Google forgetting to tell consumers its Nest Secure came with a built-in microphone. So back to the Engadget article. This quandary worsened with a new story describing how Amazon Alexa has its training done by humans, its training, quote unquote, who listen to audio from users' homes and offices without their knowledge. No one using the devices knew this. And then, you know, of course, there was the story of the couple. Amazon Alexa sent the data, and there are so many stories on this, you know, just how dangerous is Alexa. Shelley Palmer, Fox 5, you know, he doesn't really get into it. Is anyone listening to you on Alexa? Thousands of Amazon workers listen to Alexa. That was Time Magazine. So many of those kinds of stories. But, you know, the time that Amazon Alexa sent Cairo TV version of the story, Cairo 7. Woman says her Amazon device recorded private conversation, sent it out to random contact. Remember that last year? That was last May. Speaking of May Day, it was a May 25th story. Portland family contacted Amazon to investigate after they say a private conversation in their home was recorded by Amazon Alexa, and that and the recorded audio was sent to the phone of a random person in Seattle who was on the family's contact list. And so, you know, Amazon says, you know, we'll take that under advisement, but you told Alexa that you wanted that conversation recorded and sent. And Danielle says, no, we were having a private conversation. Danielle listened to the conversation when it was sent back to her, and she couldn't believe someone 176 miles away heard it too. She said, I felt invaded, total privacy invasion. Immediately I said, I'm never plugging that device in again because I can't trust it. Why are there not widespread class action lawsuits? Speaking of that, I saw that there's an article, Bayer, the Roundup issue may cost Bayer billions. But, you know, you can still buy it while the class action lawsuit commercials run on television. I digress. This is America. It's insane. You know, it's schizophrenic and criminally insane all at the same time. So continuing in the Engadget story, it's fair to assume that no one knows all the home assistants do this. Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Samsung all have humans reviewing audio recorded through these devices. A new report from Microsoft examining consumer adoption of voice and digital assistants shows that 4 out of 10 people are stressing about digital assistant privacy and security. And you can go find open source libraries to gulp this information and interpret it. I'm not sure most people know about that either. know, have machine learning libraries training at the same time people are also listening. Anyway, we'll continue. We'll come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So returning to this article, you wonder how much of all of this stuff is a psyop, how much of the what is called news, the propaganda, is cybernetic totalist, technocratic social engineering. Like the CNN story published earlier today, how AI is changing the way we work. Artificial intelligence has the potential to revolutionize many parts of business. From marketing to supply chain, the number of companies using AI is still relatively low, but early adopters will have the most to gain. Right. At least that's what Eric Schmidt wants you to believe. But, you know, I mean, I go back to the Angus Deaton article, Business Insider, that I've mentioned for a few years now. Angus Deaton, Nobel Prize winning economist, says, you know, this stuff is Angus Deaton on how robotics threatens jobs. I don't think globalization is anywhere near the threat that robots are. Huh. Okay. That's interesting. But, you know, early adopters stand to gain the most. And, you know, this is like the Reuters article that tells, you know, that told us 10 years ago that shares tripled on the announcement of Verichip's patents to exclusive patents on human implantable technology. Verichip shares jump after H1N1 patent license win. Shares tripled after the announcement of the exclusive granting of two licenses, which will help it develop implantable virus detection systems in humans. Yeah, but they don't want to actually do that. You know, who stands to win in all of this is the question. There is, you know, we need to define terms, we and they. What do certain folks mean? These words are used. I was thinking about earlier when I said, you know, the the controversy that is fomented between people groups. I always think of Nesta Webster's words from World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization. And this is certainly fitting on International Labor Day. May Day, you know, Spartacus, Adam Weishaupt, Karl Marx, and, you know, friends, International Labor Day, or Workers' Day. Workers of the world, unite. May Day. So a lot of folks have the day off around the world. How many of them are acquainting themselves with the lessons of history? International Workers of the World Unite. I'm serious. We got to play that, Charlie Chaplin. You know, the greatest Marxist speech ever made. Charlie Chaplin, the great dictator. I think it's really interesting how many folks listen to that and are beguiled in Marxist fashion. So that is why I said I always think of Nesta Webster's words from World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization. When Nesta Webster wrote on page 183, when you see these things, when you see in a post-truth era, America has been eroded. Our morals, our virtues, our standards have been eroded to such a degree that this sounds inviting in a post-truth era. It's like Nesta Webster wrote, it's difficult to write these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. And that's what all of these philosopher kings are doing to you, America. Time to get wise. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back in the break, I'm just watching this. I think we'll play it. Maybe we'll come back to that. Charlie Chaplin, final speech from the great dictator. You know, it's interesting. Bad guys really do a fantastic job of describing the problem that they create. It's the solutions they advocate that are particularly problematic and odious, though. So, you know, separation of powers, I mean, you just, it really, you get off, you can't have these discussions without getting off into, you know, existential and philosophical lines of conversation. You know, it calls to mind a worldview. I mean, if you don't subscribe to the belief that mankind is not in its nature good, then, you know, if you subscribe to the belief that mankind is good, you know, versus the biblical admonition that there are none good, no, not one. There's none good, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If you start, depending on what side of that discussion you begin, then it sort of determines the thought process on, you know, you may think, for example, if you believe that men are just inherently good and, you know, sometimes we get confused and lose our way, instead of the concept of sin and a sinful fallen world, then maybe consolidation of powers is a good thing. Maybe centralized control and power is a good thing. But Lord Acton was right, and it just seems to prove the lesson of history over and over again is that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And Lord Acton obviously had some very specific points along those lines. So back to the article for the time being. Relying on information from Amazon Alexa training team members given on condition of anonymity, it was reported that the team members listen to as many as 1,000 audio clips per shift and use internal chat rooms to share files when they need help parsing a muddled world or come across an amusing recording like a woman singing badly off key in the shower or a child screaming for help, this report said. This is happening. You have people listening to this. And so think about the social conditioning that's going on when this information is revealed, and also when these employees are engaging in this behavior. The listening to other people, spying on other people. What is that doing? What is the operant conditioning of this Skinner box? Additionally, when this discussion arises, and, you know, Amazon says, oh, but, you know, we go to great lengths to make sure that the data is anonymized, I would add the research paper by Paul Ohm, Broken Promises of Privacy, Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization. That was published 10 years ago. Are we having this discussion 10 years ago? And, you know, Netflix keeps proving this true in whatever latest round of gaffes and faux pas of releasing data. There have been subsequent examples, and these stories seem to be normalizing the fact that there is no such thing as anonymization. Broken Promises of Privacy, Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization, in that paper, that research paper, Paul Ohm, 10 years ago, pointed to 3 high-profile examples before the artificial intelligence and machine learning age and the computing power to turn things like Google's TensorFlow library loose on all kinds of data sets. Before all of that, Paul Ohm proved with 3 high-profile examples the astonishing ease with which data is de-anonymized or re-identified. You combine data sets. Now think about that. That was before Facebook is what it is today, and the Open Graph is what it is today. So basically, through the practice of combining data sets, that's one of the essential keys in de-anonymizing or re-identifying records. And the Open Graph is a vital tool in that. Facebook has its own tool set for that, the graph database architecture. You know, GraphQL. So 10 years ago, Paul Ohm told us there's no anonymity is a myth when it comes to this technology. I'll leave it at that. Back to the article, the Engadget article. We have strict technical and operational safeguards and have a zero tolerance policy for the abuse of our system. Yeah, but who's listening to this? Where is this data going? An Amazon spokesperson told press, employees do not have direct access to information that can identify the person or account as part of this workflow. Yeah, but anonymity is a facade. And again, qui bono, who benefits and who has the benefit of this information? Because there are partners, there are corporate partners, which include InQtel. Unsurprisingly, a lot of people, I mean, you know, Dr. Evil and the CIA are buddies through Amazon and AWS in particular, right? Among other efforts. Unsurprisingly, a lot of people were not thrilled to hear that a device that joked about spying on them might actually be doing some spying. Amazon told us that recordings were only captured after hearing its wake word. But there was a pretty emotional reaction to the very visceral, invasive feeling, knowledge that a person, any person, could be listening to them at any time and maybe making fun of them, or possibly could have helped in an emergency. Oops. Again, operant conditioning. To harm or to help is the double-edged sword of the surveillance conversation, of course. Yet in this case, the emotional conflict, and I'm sure there will be trolley car dilemmas that will arise as a result of this kind of nonsense, but I digress. Yet in this case, the emotional conflict comes with a kick, in that we invited these devices into our homes, or were given them as gifts. What a gift, a Trojan horse. Knowing full well what a microphone in the house actually means. Anyway, it gets worse. This week, the Alexa Echo Bombshell report had a follow-up saying the team auditing Alexa users' commands has access to location data and can, in some cases, easily find a customer's home address, according to 5 employees familiar with the program. Again, anonymity is a myth. The report further claimed, in a demonstration seen by Bloomberg, an Amazon team member pasted a user's coordinates stored in the system as latitude and longitude into Google Maps. And remember, I mean, we've seen the stories recently in just the last couple of weeks Facebook, and Facebook is not alone in this, has stored hundreds of millions of passwords in plain text. Not that it can't be reverse engineered if it's hashed and salted and so forth, but plain text, you know, you have to wonder why.
But privacy and security are our primary concern,
the frog tells us in the fate conference. But whose privacy is whose concern? In less than a minute, the article reads from the report, the employee had jumped from a recording of a person's Alexa command to what appeared to be an image of their house and corresponding address. What could possibly go wrong? Amazon quickly responded with a statement, access to internal tools is highly controlled and is only granted to a limited number of employees who request these tools to train and improve the service by processing an extremely small sample of interactions, the company told Bloomberg. Our policies strictly prohibit employee access to or use of customer data for any other reason, and we have a zero tolerance policy for abuse of our systems. Yeah, but again, this is disingenuous language. It's sophistry, the artful use of language. We regularly audit employee access to internal tools and limit access whenever and wherever possible, blah, 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 blah. It's difficult to believe that anyone smart enough to use a voice assistant wouldn't think that any of this is possible. After all, it's a microphone. They've got to train it somehow, and all that data, including location, is part of your account. And they tell you, in terms of service, in every one of these platforms, by the way. You know, some reporting data is, you can turn that off, but, you know, mysteriously, in what I call assumptive tyranny, it always manages to find its way back on, somehow, right? I will forego the rest for the moment. And it's just astonishing that this is happening. And we're giving each other these Trojan horses as gifts, inviting this kind of malfeasance into one another's living rooms. I mean, it should be, in my humble estimation, it should be viewed as a personal affront. How dare we intrude and invade? And then there's the hacking issue. This technology is so easily hacked. And that's been proven time and time again. Amazon, Google, Microsoft, they'll all tell you, oh, no, it's... Except I've talked about articles repeatedly that prove that it's not difficult to hack this technology. It's, well, we go to great lengths to, you know, and the data is actually, yeah, where is that data stored and why? To the phones for the moment. Renee in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
This caught me on mute.
Good morning, Renee.
Hello? You hear me?
Good morning.
Oh, I wasn't sure if I pressed the mute button hard enough to take me off. Okay. I get confused, okay, because of things that are said at different times that seem to imply different things. Like the way this whole thing about it actually sounds contemptuous. Of I'm puzzled by how conservatives like are like almost contemptuous of workers. Oh, workers uniting. It's like, I thought we liked people who worked. We don't like lazy people who don't work. And I understand, you know, and it's like, but the thing is, because now, and I understand how you, I know all this, but like you said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. A lot of times when you are the less powerful person with the less resources, they almost have to unite to go up against evil power. But then I understand what happens is with our republic's representatives or the union bosses, the very wealthy and power still find a way, because they buy those people off, to sell out the public are the workers that they represent. But the thing is, I'm very much in favor of the people.
The problem is not workers uniting. The problem is, as Mike Huckabee put it, the intellectual spark that's brought in with through intrigue and sophistry to create havoc in the world, essentially. You know, that speech that Mike Huckabee gave back in 2007.
Yeah, but see, I really don't put a... Me and Huckabee.
On the presidential campaign trail, when he said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. And, you know, he said before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals, and those were promoted by, as Anthony Sutton and others remind us, by the same international industrialists who were telling us that we're supposed to fear this, what was happening. Took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark. The underclass is the fuel, Huckabee said. A strong middle class is the firewall. I wonder why CFR chose to remove that treatise, that distillation of Marxism.
I see it completely opposite of Huckabee. He says it's the firewall that protects.
The middle class is the firewall. Absolutely.
No, the middle class is the firewall that protects the elite. They're the ones, they're the yes men. I see it completely opposite the way he does. The middle class are the house slaves and yes men who are protecting the elite from the hordes of masses of poor people. Okay? So, see, I see it completely opposite of what's wrong here. And the thing is, like, you know, there's a saying, behind every great fortune is a great crime. And let's use Walmart as an example. Look how wealthy those people are. And they don't pay their employees nothing, okay? And then we, because they collude and pay off our government representatives, we're actually subsidizing, because those people pay so little, they're on food stamps, and we have to subsidize their medical care and their food, because Walmart, and they do everything they can to keep unions from forming there. So the thing is, to me, if you're against the worker, you're for the elite owners.
It's, again, the point that I'm making is the nuance. I understand your point, but I would say there's a case to be made for both. The middle class is a firewall, genuinely, for society, because it prevents the wild fluctuations of things like color revolution, for example, and the fomenting of Marxist vitriolic rhetoric. So we'll talk more about that. Maybe we'll touch on Milton Friedman on unions when we come back, and how unions actually harm those who are not part of the union. Stick around, we'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns.
and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this May Day, 2019, Wednesday, May 1st, 2019, and happy International Workers' Day. So here's the question. You know, again, to get into the nuances, not to oversimplify the discussion, unions are not necessarily bad. Workers uniting is not necessarily bad. The Liberty Pen YouTube channel posted a video back in 2014 of Milton Friedman. The video is titled Milton Friedman, The Real World Effects of Unions. It's an interesting little examination of this. That was back in, I believe, 1980. Anyway, the question is this. I mean, we have innumerable examples of trade unions and various other efforts to organize the workers. You know, Karl Marx is the quintessential example, in my opinion. Numerous examples that are fomented to the harm of the worker. Actually, you know, that's textbook Marxism. You give the rally cry among the masses that you've infiltrated, workers of the world unite, and you basically pit them against each other and themselves, essentially. That's Marxism. That's textbook Marxism. So my question is, in all of the, let's just say, contemporary history of trade unions and workers' groups, and we could even fold in you know, Antifa and Occupy, the so-called Occupy movement, and all of these groups, the Tea Party, where is the example of these groups without the interest or involvement of the hidden hand? Where do we see the true grassroots, spontaneous, non-color revolution example of this kind of thing? Do you have an example, Renee? Because I'm not aware of that.
See, I don't know everything, and I was not around for everything, but I'm glad you included that Tea Party one, because definitely the Koch brothers were behind that one. And they showed that they turned out to be phony populists who really, when they got into power, have done nothing good. Okay, so
but see, like, that's always the case. That's my point. It's always the case. And to put specious monikers on people that are put out to foment identity politics in the same fashion that I'm talking about, I think is a point that can't be overstated, particularly on May Day, International Workers' Day. Anyway, we'll continue this discussion. Third hour coming up. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.